Temperatures overnight shouldn't drop any lower than 9 degrees Celsius.
Still Busy Living, our weekly conversation with a baby boomer, hosted by Phil Riley.
This week's guest on Still Busy Living is Ray Dorsett, more commonly known and loved by us all as Mungo Jerry. Welcome to Still Busy Living, Ray. How are you today?
I'm getting on 3 years.
We'll get to Mungo Jerry as the name later because that's a nice story. But first of all, you've recorded a new album. This is a lockdown project whilst you've not been able to go out on the road?
Yeah, I was intending to record a new album regardless, and I was intending also to start chilling and get back into the sorting out of the archive that I've got here, because like you must understand that going back to 1970 when In the Summertime was released, music was a hobby of mine. I didn't intend to go full-time into the music business. Well, I used to dabble around with tape recorders and things. I got my first tape recorder when I was about 11, and I was recording all sorts of stuff. So I'm gone into the archive, I'm digging whole loads of stuff out, and I'm working in conjunction with a friend of mine, Mick O'Hannon, who's based in Dublin, on the book, which is like the story of how I came to write In the Summertime and what went on beyond that. And it's there's a lot of work to be done. There's a lot of anecdotes and there's a lot of stories to be told, but we don't want to bore the reader. I don't want to bore the listener like yourself and start going into great detail, but it's an interesting journey.
And the new album, the single, has been very successful during the summer, and it sounds like a real return to form. Is that something that's been prompted by the fact that you've been digging through these old archives?
I decided to. On that song, and also there's a track that I did, which is the lockdown thank you song, I played all the instruments and did everything and sung everything and did everything myself. And I decided to make something that was more family friendly, because the groove of In the Summertime is can't really be beaten. And it's one of these kind of recordings that's gone all around the world. And the song's been done in various genres, from reggae to a whole hive of bees buzzing the song that was made in India. And then you got the version that Billy Idol sang that's got Slash playing the guitar solo. So it's all, it's called kind of varied, but the groove and the melody is like family friendly.
Yeah, and it's been very successful, hasn't it, across the board, hasn't it? You've been, you've picked up lots of airplay and
in the charts of airplay, and also not just only in this country but in other countries as well. So, see, the trouble that musicians and recording artists have got today is that they could get to number one and still end up owing money, because when you consider the revenue that's derived from streaming by artists, producers and writers, it's absolutely insignificant. You can live on it. And so the majority of musicians have to go out, find work and play live.
Okay, well, let's enjoy that great summer track that you've just released this year, The Colour of Love.
Jumping, the pigs are grunting, and we sang by the light of the moon. We were singing, that's the color of love. That's the color of love. La 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 la. We can't stop color, that's the color of love. We got no worries and we got no cares. Happy, happy feeling people everywhere. Yeah, the sun is shining as we're rolling along. We can't stop calling, can't this is the color of love. That's the color of love. That's the color, la 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 la. That's the color, that's the color of love. We can't stop feeling, this is the color of love. Cows are jumping, the pigs are grunting, and we sang by the light of the moon. We were singing, that's the color of love. Yeah, that's the color of love. La 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 la, la 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 la. And we can't stop singing, that's the color of love.
Our guest on Still Busy Living, Ray Dorsey. That was the big hit single of the summer, The Colour of Love, Mungo Jerry. Ray, you were born literally as the war ended, weren't you, 1946? So there was music in the family though, wasn't there, Ray, when you were growing up?
Yeah, my whole family was into music and parties and dancing and all that kind of stuff. My mother played the piano and sang. She liked this kind of bluesy, groovy stuff. And my dad, he played the piano and sang. He didn't play the piano like my mother, because my mother used to play at the family parties and stuff. And my dad also played what you call a vamba, super vamba harmonica now and again. and he showed me how to do that. And we like anything. There was no particular genre that we were into, and we had this big brown radio, and it had like typewriter like keys on it, and my dad used to fiddle around and press all these buttons trying to get Radio Luxembourg, and now and again you might find a foreign station and you get a jazz musician on, an Aguilera or Louis Armstrong. So it was everything with a groove and a vibe, and novelty songs as well. I loved all this kind of, you know, we used to go on holiday to Hayling Island every year for many years, what with the family. Sometimes there'd be like about 20 of us all on holiday together, and we go to this place called the Nab Club where someone would be playing the piano and singing all these like party songs, like I put my finger in the woodpecker's hole and the woodpecker said, "Call, bless my soul, take it out, remove it," you know. And I love to go wandering along the mountain track and all this, and they sing things like different rhymes, and brought me like to the George Formby thing, where George Formby sort of changed some of the words, you know, when I'm cleaning windows, you know. There was none of this kind of, you know, if you like reggae, then you can't like heavy metal. Or if you like rock and roll, you can't like blues.
And where did the appeal of skiffle come from? Was that just around as you were growing up? Do you remember Lonnie Donegan and those guys?
Yeah, of course. I mean, the thing was, it was anything that went into the charts or got popular on the radio. And I say, if it had a groove and a vibe, then I get off on it. I used to go to a lot of my mother and my granny and my aunt used to take me and my cousins to the movies, and we'd go to the cinema and see like Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers musical films. So I liked all that tap dancing because of the rhythms and the thing with the feet. So when with skiffle, it was homemade music. So you go like Lonnie Donegan wasn't the typical. Although he was called the King of Skiffle, he was absolutely brilliant because he used to work around things and be inspired, and sometimes he'd take the lyrics of Woody Guthrie songs and Ned Belly songs and mess around with them, and you get all these great things, and it encouraged people to go back and find out where he got his roots from, which got, you know, like me, I learned about Woody Guthrie, Ned Belly and all this, Robert Johnson and all this kind of stuff. And but with Lonnie Donegan, he had a brilliant band. He had a real drums, electric guitar, double bass. People used to have house parties in the same way that people the second summer of love, where you had all these rave parties, and you have this illicit alcohol that was made. People had the parties, they'd fill their house up with people, and if it was in the winter, all the jumping around and the dancing, then all start having sweaty bodies and warm the house up, and the people in the house would make some money to pay their rent. That's why sometimes they call them rent parties.
So I asked you to pick a song that was a very early powerful influence of you, and you've picked the Everly Brothers. And what do you recall of this song and Don and Phil?
Well, there was a shop. I lived in a place. I was born in Ashford, Middlesex, which is about 16 miles from the centre of London. It was a dormitory town in 1955. The population was about only 16,500. And the shops were pretty scarce. And there were two bicycle shops. And, three bicycle shops, actually. And for some reason, bicycle shops also sold records. And I went to this one particular store out the way. I had the money to buy a record. And it was one of the first, before that, it was 78. And it was one of the first 45s I ever bought, which was the Everly Brothers version of Bird Dog. And when I got it home, put it on the ground where we had a radiogram, Ferguson radiogram, the auto changer. I put it on and I couldn't stop playing it. I was addicted to it. I think I must have driven the neighbors mad. I must have played it about 10 times in a row. It was such a good groove, such a great sound. I was never in a harmony band, but I just loved all that stuff. Johnny is a joker, he's a bird.
Johnny is a joker, he's a bird. A very funny joker, he's a bird. But when he jokes my honey, he's a dog. His joking ain't so funny, what a dog. Johnny is a joker that's a trying to steal my baby. He's a bird dog. Johnny sings a love song like a bird. Sings the sweetest love song you ever heard. But when he sings to my gal, what a howl. To me he's just a wolf dog on the prowl. Johnny wants to fly away and puppy love my baby. He's a bird dog. Hey bird dog, get away from my quail. Hey bird dog, you're on the wrong trail. Bird dog, you better leave my lovely dove alone. Hey bird dog, get away from my chick. Hey bird dog,
Johnny kissed the teacher.
He's a bird.
He tiptoed up to reach her.
He's a bird.
Well, he's a teacher's pet now.
He's a dog.
Well, he wants he can get now.
Well, what a dog.
He even made the teacher let him sit next to my baby.
He's a bird dog.
Hey, bird dog, get away from my quail. Hey, bird dog, you're on the wrong trail. Bird dog, you better leave my lovely dove alone. Hey, bird dog, get away from my chick. Hey, bird dog, you better get away quick. Bird dog, you better find a chicken little of your own.
Bird dog by the Everly Brothers. Ray Dorset from Mungo Jerry is our guest this week on Still Busy Living, and we'll find out where the name Mungo Jerry came from next.
Remember those wonderful carefree nights out with friends years ago? Wherever you went, whether a club, pub or dance hall, which one song brings back the great memories of dancing in those times? I'm Graham Torrington. Let me know where you used to go and which tune means the most to you from letting your hair down in those days. I'll play one each weekend on Saturday Morning Fever. Drop me a line to fever@boomradio.co.uk.
Enjoy your weekend with Graham Torrington. Saturday mornings from 10 on Boom Radio.
Make falling asleep faster, sleeping deeper for longer, an every night thing with a Dormeo OctaSpring mattress. Cool and supremely comfortable to give you the most blissful, refreshing night's sleep. And right now there's 50% off in our sale and an extra 15% off any mattress if you use code SLEEP15. If you don't find your perfect night's sleep in 60 days, we'll even give you a full refund. Visit dormeo.co.uk. Everybody, every bedroom, every budget. Offer ends soon.
It's time to start thinking about swapping your lounge for your lounger and spoil yourself rotten. And that's something a Saga Boutique Cruise is rather good at. Boutique is your own VIP door-to-door chauffeur. Boutique is indulging in fine speciality dining in one of our restaurants. It's relaxing in the knowledge that travel insurance and cancellation cover for coronavirus is, of course, included. Go on, spoil yourself. There's still time to book a cruise sailing soon. Search Saga Boutique Cruises.
Travel insurance provided by Great Lakes SE. Cancellation cover provided by Saga. Subject to medical screening. Opt-out option available. Over 50s only. T's and C's apply.
You run a business. We run a radio station. Your potential customers are our listeners. In our research, a quarter of boomers were thinking of moving home. Over a third were dreaming of visiting countries they'd never experienced before. When you want to talk to boomers, talk to Boom Radio. sales@boomradio.co.uk.
This week's guest on Still Busy Living is Ray Dorset, more commonly known and loved by us all as Mungo Jerry. Right, Mungo Jerry, what's the genesis of that group? Because you've been in lots of bands, hadn't you, during the 60s?
Actually, I wasn't in lots of bands. I happened to sing and play the guitar, and bands formed around
right.
my expertise or lack of expertise and over-enthusiasm.
That particular group, I mean, the name I understand was plucked out of a hat, was it? You had a bunch of names and you all said, right, whichever one comes out of the hat, that's the one we're going to go with. Is that true?
Yeah, I'd started playing all this kind of this music, this jug band skiffle music in the break. And I had a gig at Oxford University with a Christmas ball, and the band split. The band completely broken up. And they were just the three of them. They were just me, Joe Rush, who I worked with in the Time Out's Research Laboratory. He played double bass on Washpool. And Colin Earle was still kind of left over from before. He was the brother of the drummer that was in my band. And we had this one gig for £30, which was £30 a lot of money in those days. And we went down to the Oxford University and played this music. And it was just a whole, like San Francisco Bay blues and songs that I'd made up in that kind of vein. It was like jug band, skiffle, sing-along stuff and novelty. And the students loved it. They went totally berserk. And they asked us to play again afterwards, after all the other bands had played. And they had to turn the power off at 3:45 in the mornings. We decided, this is the thing to do. So it was in the days of the hippie thing that had kicked off, you know, from the 1967 flower power days, and this was must have been about 68. And eventually, we got a record deal, and they said, "Oh, well, you'll have to change your name." And we were called The Good Earth, which is a name taken from a book from Pearl Buck. And we couldn't agree on a name. The record company said, "Right, you're going to be called The Incredible Shark or The Amazing Shark," and we didn't like it. So they said, "Right, we're going to pull the name out of a hat." And they pulled these two names out, Mungo and Jerry, which consequently he sounded familiar because he came from Old Possum's book of Practical Cats, where Andrew Lloyd Webber got the inspiration to do his musical from. And there was a character in there, a cat called Mungo Jerry. And that was a whole one word. And the Jerry part was spelled J-E-R-R-I-E as opposed to our spelling with J-E-R-R-Y, like Tom and Jerry, the cat. So because I was the front man and the singer, I wrote all the songs, people tend to think that I was Mungo Jerry. People say, "Oi, Mungo, buy me a pint." So, and after about a year and a half of this, and we came back from a long tour in 1972, two of the guys in the band decided that they want to take over and fire me from the band and the record company and the management. And they said, "Right, what are you going to do when the promoter says, where's Mungo?" So it was decided that I became Mungo Jerry, the artist performer. And they went off and did their own thing under a different name. As Mungo Jerry, I got this record contract with Pi Records, and they set up a new label called Dawn, which was supposed to be their kind of eclectic type of label, like in the same way that EMI had the Harvest label. And we made an album. And Barry Murray, who was a producer, said, "God, that song's a hit in the summertime." It was different from the rest. And it was decided to re-release what they called a maxi single, which was a 7-inch vinyl that played at 33 1/3 RPM as opposed to a 45 RPM extended player, which you would have called an EP. And it was released on the 22nd of May 1970. And we had a gig at the Hollywood Music Festival, which was in Newcastle under Lyme. And we played there on the 23rd of May and took the audience by storm. There were about 35,000 people there, and there were bands on like The Grateful Dead, Jose Feliciano, Black Sabbath, Traffic, Ginger Baker's Air Force, Tony Joe White. I could go on and on and on. And because of the success that we had on the Saturday, the 23rd, they asked us to come back and play again on Sunday. And it was a bank holiday. It was Whitsun bank holiday. And the charts that used to be compiled normally on a Tuesday were compiled one day late on a Wednesday. And we went straight into the chart number 13. So I had to ask my boss for the afternoon off work to do mops, and that was it. It was a madhouse. I'd never been out of the country before. I think the furthest I'd ever been would have been Sheffield on a school trip. So it was totally alien for me to be traveling around all these different countries and going on aeroplanes.
That's a great story. Let's pause for a bit of music. And here's one of your big hits from that era. It's a bit of a heavier song, probably, Baby Jump. What's the story behind Baby Jump?
Well, I used to play rockabilly music mixed in with this jug band skiffle music, and some of the guys that came to see us said that we had what you call the sun sound, because having a double bass, no drums, and I stamped on the floor, we got this kind of rockabilly, real rockabilly groove. One of my favorite tracks of all time was Elvis Presley's version of Baby Let's Play House. Some used to play that. I'm playing at these rock and roll things, but someone said, "How can you play, you know, you got to play a song like this?" And I didn't know what to do, because they were quite mad, these rock and roll, because you get a bunch of out-and-out teddy boys in their draped jackets, and you also get a whole bunch of bikers, Hells Angels and Road Rats. So he's trying to appease them all by playing the music that they like. They weren't so much interested in the song. If it sounded like a song they'd heard and it got the right kind of groove, then it works. And I came out with this guitar riff, which was morphed into what became Baby Jump. Of course, it wasn't exactly radio-friendly because it was so wild. Some people say it was the first UK punk number one record, and it sounds pretty mad, even like in this day and age.
Tonight, you can bet your life I'll attend. Ooh, she got beautiful teeth.
Baby Jump, big hit for Mungo Jerry in the early 70s. Ray Dorset is our guest on Still Busy Living this week. Ray, you mentioned Elvis there. Now, you actually tried to write a song for Elvis and get it to him. What's the story behind that?
Me being a massive Elvis fan, but more for the stuff that recorded in the Sun studio. But he was such an iconic performer, you know, regardless of what he did and how he kind of deteriorated over the years. But, you know, you can't take it away from the fact that what he did. And, you know, I thought, I used to spend a lot of time in European clubs because, you know, after the gig, we'd end up get the promoters to take us somewhere. And I was sharing all this Euro disco music, you know, and it was this kind of stuff like, and all the stuff that Bido was producing and stuff. And I thought, God, it'd be great if Elvis did a Euro disco song. And I got this idea for this song, Feels Like I'm in Love. And Barry Murray, he said he knew how to get it to Elvis. But unfortunately, that was in 77, just before Elvis died. And he died in August 77. And the track never got to him. And I'd made a demo of it and sung it in an Elvis-y voice. And it ended up coming out as a B-side in France. And a friend of mine said, oh, you get a girl to do it. And eventually, Kelly Marie, who was working from our office, she'd had some hits in France, which were middle of her own stuff. But she recorded a great version of it, and it was re-recorded. And by this time, disco had changed from this kind of Euro disco sounds to more high energy. It doesn't say it doesn't actually exactly sound high energy now because it's not that fast, but it's got the right instrumentation, like with the string section and everything. And nobody would play it. You just couldn't get it played on the radio. And I was up in the north of England in the Leeds, Bradford area. And I was in this club and I asked the DJ to play it on his sound system to see what it sounded like. And he said, oh, that sounds great. He said, can I keep this copy? And I said, yeah, okay. And he must have been playing it because he started to sell regularly. So after about 9 months from starting off to selling about 3 copies a day, it ended up selling 800,000 copies and going to number one. And it became... The funny thing was, it became what you call a Sharon and Tracy disco or party track, where the thing like girls had a few drinks and danced around their handbags, as well as also becoming like a kind of a gay anthem. Even to this day, it goes on and on and on. It's been in some movies.
It's a great record, and it shows the breadth of your talent, Ray. So
yeah, and I did my sing. So I ended up recording my sing along in the coffee bar version, which. La 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 la. Ba-da-da-da. My head is in the spin, my feet don't touch the ground. Because you need me, my head goes round and round. My knees are shaking, baby, my heart it beats like a drum.
Kelly Marie, Feels Like I'm in Love, written by Ray Dorset, also known to many people as Mungo Jerry, who's our guest this week on Still Busy Living, and we'll be back with Ray after this.
To me, there's something magical about staying up late.
Derek Webster.
It's a time for intimacy and gentle conversation. Can be lonely too, of course, because everyone, it seems, is fast asleep. So that's where you'll find me, right here, waiting for you with the music we love. Weeknights, just after midnight.
Night Ride with Derek Webster from Boom Radio.
Enjoy a new low-maintenance lifestyle with Churchill Retirement Living.
Thank you for being a friend.
I'm having a cosy chat with my new friends here at Spitfire Lodge in Portswood, Southampton. It's part of Churchill Retirement Living. And I'm here with the sisters, your terrible twins, you two, Pat and Pauline. Tell me, how long have you been here and where did you move from?
We've been here for 2.5 years. We moved from a semi-detached house, 3-bedroom at Millbrook.
And what made you move here?
Mainly the maintenance on the house. We felt we couldn't deal with that any longer, and we made inquiries about this type of living, and it seemed that that was what we needed, and we discovered we were right.
What's changed as far as the maintenance side of things is concerned?
Well, that wasn't our problem for 2 years, because we have a 2-year guarantee here on all our little jobbies. Also, we didn't have to worry about all the bills like water rate, electricity, a lot of that. That's all done for you with one annual payment. So we don't have to worry each month what to do. We pay our maintenance and we're foolproof. So it's an absolute blessing.
To find a lodge near you, visit churchillretirement.co.uk and pop in for a cup of tea and meet some of our lovely owners.
This week's guest on Still Busy Living is Ray Dorset, more commonly known and loved by us all as Mungo Jerry. Ray, they say where there's a hit, there's a writ, and you've had your fair share of time arguing with lawyers, haven't you? Is there any advice you'd give to up-and-coming artists about the law and lawyers and the record?
Yeah, get the paperwork done correctly. Don't mess around and read the small print, because the small print should be the big print. And regardless of the fact that it might take a long time to read, get yourself some good legal advice before you sign anything. But the problem is, these days, everybody has got the ability to get absolutely super duper technical equipment, better than whatever the Beatles had in Abbey Road when they recorded the Sgt. Pepper album. People tend to make stuff at home in their garage, in their bedrooms, and they're so eager to get the stuff out into the marketplace, they'll let people take on the stuff for nothing just to get their name in print. So you've got to get your paperwork done in the first place.
Your family are involved in the business with you now, aren't they? You've got, I think your son is part of the team. Is that a good thing for you to have your family around to help?
Yeah, they're all involved. The trouble is, they got so big on their own right. The, like, social media influencers doing all these jobs for Sony and BMW and Nikon, you name it. So it's a job to get them to fit me in. Yeah. And it's great that they can do all this stuff. It's unbelievable. I got fed up with all the technical stuff. I got fed up with everything changing. All the formats kept changing. All the software changed. All the hardware changed. You spend so much time learning to work the stuff. By the time I learned to work out how to record your program, I could have written the number one song and bought myself another house with a bit of luck if things had changed. So that's how things have gone these days.
I know social causes are very close to your heart, Ray. What's close to your heart at the moment?
Well, everything. I mean, there's so much conflict in the world, and nothing is going to be solved by violence. You can only go back into history and see how things have changed, how these great empires have all crumbled. You see, what you got to remember is, say, in the 1970, somebody wrote a book called The Peter Principle, which was aimed at about all managers rising to their own level of incompetence. Well, that can be said about all of us. Everybody rises to their own level of incompetence, because you can have ambitions beyond your wildest dreams and get there, but it often goes to their head and they think they're invincible, but nobody is. So you can go on making, you can make money, again, money coming out your ears, but the most important thing is your health and the happiness and being okay with your family. Look at Steve Jobs, you know, look what he managed to achieve and look where he ended up. You know, look at Felix Dennis who created the Wheat magazine. He did a whole load of stuff, but he ended up passing away early. So people should have to take a step back and have a look at things.
Ray, let's have another track from your new album.
favorite song. You keep on dancing and you keep on moving along. You ain't stop rocking and you won't stop bopping. You'll be singing along. You'll be so happy all the time when you hear the right song. And fantasize when you close your eyes. Less than breathing every time that you hear the right song. Yeah, close your eyes, fantasize and keep on moving. We'll get down here the time, we'll keep right on. We'll dance like crazy, it's so good to be having some fun. And you keep on moving along. You won't stop rocking and you won't stop bopping. You'll be singing along. You'll be so happy all the time when you hear the right song. Yeah, close your eyes and fantasize. Fantasize when you close your eyes. The time that you hear the right sound. Close your eyes, fantasize and keep on moving. When you get down, hit the time and keep right on. Dance like crazy, it's so good to be having some fun.
The Right Song, another track from the new album from Mungo Jerry. And Ray Dorset is our guest this week on Still Busy Living. Ray, you recently had heart surgery. Was that a wake-up call about your own mortality?
I think I have a wake-up call every day, but I'm lucky to be here, to be quite honest, because what the surgeons did to me, they kind of rebuilt my inside. I had loads of tests. They can't find anything else wrong with me. But at my age, my brain doesn't seem to have grown up, but the rest of me is falling apart, I would say. I shouldn't say that, really. Yeah, but now it's a wake-up call. I've had relations pass away very young through cancer. I've had people around me, colleagues, pass away through heart problems. You've got to watch your lifestyle.
And the sideburns have gone, Ray. Is that right? The sideburns have gone? How will we recognise you?
Yeah. When I came out of hospital, the sideburns started getting on my nerves again. The sideburns went in the late 80s or early 90s or something. And then they came back again and they got bigger and bigger than ever. My hair is still more bigger than it ever was. So I desperately need a haircut. But just recently, since the sideburns have been gone, people have been saying, oh, you look a lot younger. So they probably stay off. I'm going to use stick-on ones. And if I get my haircut, I'll have a wig, a stick-on wig.
Your defining track, the thing that everybody is always going to associate with you in the summertime, that was, I think it was voted, wasn't it, the best ever summer record?
Yeah, I've got an award from Sony ATV, so it's the most successful summer song in the world ever. And the funny thing about that song is people don't necessarily know the name of the song. They don't know Mungo Jerry, but they know the melody and they know the mouth percussion, the ch-ch-ch, ooh. Which is another first said to be the first number one record that's got a beatbox on it, mouth percussion. But it's strange. It's like Northern Hemisphere, Southern Hemisphere, East and West. Yeah, you know, I've been in Egypt. They know the song. I've been Iceland. They know the song. It's crazy, really. You know, I've been in the Arctic Circle. They know the song. It's a weird thing. It's great that it brings people together.
Yeah, well, everybody knows the song. Everybody loves it, and we're about to play it, and it will now be in everybody's brain for the next 3 weeks, won't it? It's a real earworm song.
You can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you a down or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and lay by. When I grab people, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. Philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee, da 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 da, yeah we're happy, da da da, dee da da dee da 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 da, da 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 da,
alright, da 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 da,
alright. Settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town.
In the summertime, Mungo Jerry, Ray Dorsett has been our guest on Still Busy Living. The new album is out. Is there a name for the album yet, Ray?
The name of the album is Some Light. It's got a double meaning. It's some heavy music and some light music. And there is some light at the end of the tunnel for all of us.
That's good news, isn't it? Ray, it's been fantastic having you on the show and the best of luck with the album. Are you going to be out touring it soon in 2022, do you think?
I'll probably go out at least to guest appearances and things, a bits and pieces later on. Maybe I'm scheduled to do some personal appearances later on in the year. Not really. I'm not expecting to do any gigs until next year, actually. If I do any, I like playing. I really like the groove. I like the groove and the vibe. But I don't like all the fuss that goes around it. So let's play it by ear and see what happens. But all I can say is it's great talking to you, Phil. Thanks for taking the time. Thanks for putting up with me, and God bless you all and take care.
sing this song.
Is Boom Radio, and with a little time in hand before the next program, here's some music.